This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. South Korean officials say the North has blown up an inter-Korean liaison office on its side of the move comes just hours after the North renewed threats of military action against the South. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million. More than 2 million of them are in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October 1st. China is reporting 40 more coronavirus infections today as it increases testing and lockdown measures in the capital. Beijing has counted more than 100 cases since Friday, with many traced to the city's largest wholesale market. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Officials are ordering testing of all workers in the food market and requiring anyone who traveled there to self-isolate for 2 weeks. Health officials say gene sequencing shows the virus strain called outbreak is related to that in Europe, though it's not clear if it's being spread by movement of people or transportation of food. Restaurants in the city have been ordered to conduct tests on all their uncooked food.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma. The World Health Organization calls the outbreak a significant event. India's health minister is being tested for the coronavirus as India reports more than 10,000 new infections that are threatening to overwhelm hospitals. New Zealand has confirmed 2 new cases of coronavirus, ending a 24-day streak of no new infections in the country. Both women who had traveled from Britain were given special permission to attend the funeral of a parent. For the very latest on the coronavirus and more of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.